speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, info warriors of all ages. Welcome to the David Knight Show. Harrison Smith sitting in once again for David Knight as he continues to recuperate. Word is now he is up, driving around. He's getting better and stronger. He will soon be back at the helm of this show. Until then, I am honored and privileged to be with you here on this most hated, most maligned, most censored and limited broadcast in the history of broadcast media, I dare say. Yes, this is InfoWars, the worst enemy of the globalist, the New World Order, and those that would rob you of your liberty. So I'm so happy that you are joining us here today. Obviously, the big news from yesterday, still feeling the reverberations, is being kicked off of Roku, which is a surprisingly large section of our audience. And I will talk about my feelings about this and just sort of try to lay it out for you a little bit myself, in just a little bit. But first, I want to go to this video from Alex Jones. This is his official response to Roku, and we're going to play it in full for the next couple segments. So without further ado, this is Alex Jones and his official response to Roku.
Last night, hundreds of newspapers, TV stations, and television networks all unanimously ran the same headlines. That Alex Jones, because he's dangerous, has been taken off of the popular streaming service Roku less than one day after his new channel went up. I have a statement about what really happened with Roku and what this signifies for free speech in this country in a moment. But first, I want to look at the heart of why we've been removed off of Roku and hundreds of other platforms in a systematic, coordinated campaign. The Democratic Party, led by Hillary Clinton and John Podesta, chose to make Sandy Hook, and my statements about it, the centerpiece of their campaign against Donald Trump in the final months of the 2016 presidential campaign. Hillary Clinton and the willing accomplice corporate media then twisted and exaggerated what I had said about Sandy Hook. When Hillary subsequently then lost the election, that continued to be one of the main narratives the Democrats were putting out. And it became mythological, what I had supposedly done at Sandy Hook and who I had sent to go after the families. None of it was true. But I had been typecast. I had been labeled the Sandy Hook denier man. When in the full spectrum of what I've covered and what we've done here at InfoWars, Sandy Hook has been less than 0.1% of what we've covered. But that was in the first 4 or 5 years after the tragic events. In the following 3 years, yes, it's hard to believe it's been almost 8 years, the media began to hype what I had supposedly said and done as a way to, again, get people to dislike me and to not listen what I had to say on a host of issues. Now, fast forward to 2018, members of the Sandy Hook families, through prominent Democrat lawyers, filed lawsuits on me. Now, years before, I had said that I thought Sandy Hook happened. Years before, I had said, don't go to the Sandy Hook folks' houses, because I'd already been falsely blamed over and over again for doing that in the beginning when I never did. And steadfastly, the lawyers and the families and all the PR people will never quote me. They'll never call me for a comment. And they go, the lawyers, the families, all these people on television and on New York Times podcasts.
So we're hearing from Alex Jones. We will continue to hear from him on the other side. Very big news is Trump's shutdown actually a plan to fire a large portion of the federal government. We will get to that and more, but first, more from Alex Jones on the other side. Stay with us, folks.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
And the families and all the PR people will never quote me. They'll never call me for a comment. And they go, the lawyers, the families, all these people on television and on New York Times podcast just last week and say, if he'll just stop saying our children died, we wouldn't sue him. If he'll just stop harassing us, we'll stop. And when I first heard this a few years ago, I was like, I did say I thought it happened. Here's a tape from 3 years ago. And that was 2 years ago. So that was 5 years ago. And there would never be any response. So then I started reaching out to the families long before I was sued, saying, hey, the internet questioned what happened. People saw some anomalies. The public questions big events because the babies in incubators in the Iraq war didn't get their brains bashed out. That launched a whole war. People know about Gulf of Tonkin that was based on a lie that killed millions. People know about false flags, both in fiction and in nonfiction. The whole House of Cards TV show had that almost every episode. So the fact that the internet questioned Sandy Hook, and then we looked at the anomalies and had debates about it, can be cherry-picked and taken out of context. But within a few years, the Sandy Hook investigators, some of them were so kooky and so aggressive that I began to realize that some of what they had found wasn't true. So that I couldn't say that it was totally synthetic and staged. But it doesn't matter because it's all taken out of context and used as a bludgeon to beat the free press and myself and my family, and I have children, over the head. So it's not fair and it's destructive. Even if you hate Alex Jones or the image they've built in the media, to say it's hurtful to say nobody died and to say don't come to people's houses, and then it's the very lawyers and PR firms that are out there saying it over and over and over and over again in my name, in my identity. And I have made countless videos. We have reached out. I have said, please stop saying that I'm currently saying go to people's houses when I never did it to begin with. They're saying there's a clear and present danger. They're saying there's a crisis. They're saying that you've got to take him off the air because he's sending people to harass us. That is a false report to the wider world, published everywhere. There have been over 10,000 published articles in different newspapers demonizing and lying about me and Sandy Hook. Over 10,000. And it's been republished countless other places. I can't even keep track of it all. This is a major global psyop, not just here, but around the world, so that people won't listen to my message and so I can be taken off the air everywhere so you don't even have a chance to hear it for yourself if you want to hear it. I realize that this whole Sandy Hook universe is a false construct of these PR firms and lawyers. I'm not saying Sandy Hook itself didn't happen, and I tried to convince myself that it happened years ago because I couldn't say for sure, but the synthetic straw man construction of who I am and what I've really said and done and the steadfast discipline of everybody from Joe Rogan to ABC News to CNN to the Washington Post to never say there's videos 5 years ago where he says he thought it happened. and that he's sorry to the families. To never let me have a say, but instead say hurtful things in my name. So basically, my identity's been stolen. I've been lied about by the corporate-controlled press. And then they set me up as a villain against the families who the lawyers and others, in my view, are exploiting the families and the memory of their children. We're almost 8 years out from this. This is not my identity. This is not who I am. And the system is not going to be successful suppressing the truth of what's going on. But only now have I really realized how sick this is in the last week. When I read these lawyers in the news every day, I can walk in a coffee shop and there's a newspaper laying there saying things like this. It's in the Washington Post today, where the lawyer in Texas that's suing me, Mark Bankston, another lawyer for Sandy Hook families, described Roku as indifferent to the suffering caused by Mr. Jones's continued onslaught of cruelty and reckless lies. And then it goes on to talk about the families. And it's in here over and over and over again that in the present tense, I'm doing things that I never did. Understand that. And so much time, so much energy has been put into this. The estimates are $400, $500 million worth of PR and propaganda just on Sandy Hook against yours truly. Now, that doesn't make me feel sorry for myself, but it gives me an inside knowledge of what it's like to be a third world country that the corporate media demonizes for a year or two before we invade. Because this is wartime level type of propaganda you put out multi-year before you basically invade a nation. And see, I'm not building myself up as that important. This whole crisis of the corporate press and fake news is a lying, dying industry trying to project its conscious fraudulent nature onto those of us that are trying to tell the truth. And so once the domino of Alex Jones has fallen, all the other dominoes will follow and everyone else will be censored as well. Because once the independent media has been silenced, there can be no response back, and the deceptive enemy of the people, corporate press, will have a free hand to bully and attack and lie about anybody they want and to take people's identities, build them into an evil creature, and then use that against other groups who are victims who don't even understand the psyop that's being carried out against them. So I'm going to say this again for the probably 200th time. I apologize to the families of the Sandy Hook victims, and I believe that mass shootings happened, and I believe that Sandy Hook happened. And I have said that over and over again, and then I see you on television and I hear you on radio and I read you in print saying, please, Alex, stop. We're just innocent, nice people. And why are you saying these horrible things? Why are you coming to our houses when I never did? And I've been telling people for years, hey, in my name, don't go do that. So something's not right here in that. Your lawyers are in the news every day saying that Alex needs to be taken off the air because he's sending people to hurt families without ever showing any proof of that. So I know the families obviously are in liberal Connecticut and most of them are anti-gun, and I can see your perspective. But are you also anti-First Amendment? Because it can be said that Sandy Hook, the tragedy, was not successful in getting rid of the Second Amendment. Those that tried to use it were not successful. But they have been very successful overturning large portions of the First Amendment. Again, I want to be totally clear about this. Sandy Hook is a real event. But it has been used, just as Rahm Emanuel said, don't let a good crisis go to waste. It has been used to absolutely demonize the Second Amendment, and to project onto all gun owners that we somehow killed those little children and not that drugged up Prozac head, incel, devil worshiper, Adam Lanza.
So that's
we
Alex
know
Jones
the MO of
is
the mass shooter.
Breaking down the truth about the way that tragedies are used to rob us of our rights. We will hear the rest of his plea there to the American people to understand the reality of the situation that we find ourselves in. We'll hear that on the other side, folks. This is the David Knight Show. Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight. There's a report on the Daily Caller. It's an anonymous essay from a senior Trump official that is absolutely mind-blowing, and I will get to that after we hear again from Alex Jones. More headline news coming towards you. Jake Lloyd in the final hour. Packed show for you today, folks. Don't go anywhere. Alex Jones on the other side.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
Defeat the globalists, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning. But you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call and talk radio, C-SPAN. Shout it out loud in public. Hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
And the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean, carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions. Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse Preglinone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful Preglinone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Thank you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Gilbert, and not that drugged up Prozac head, incel, devil worshiper, Adam Lanza. We know the MO of the mass shooter. Vampiric, black trench coat, devil-worshipping nerds. We now know the criminology. We now know why this stuff doesn't seem like it could be real because it's so crazy. But it's because these individuals like come up out of some pit in the ground. They're all obsessed with shoot 'em up video games. They're obsessed with devil worshiper. They're always on psychotropics. They're always wearing black trench coats. They're always involuntarily celibate. They hate girls. And we now know years later, decades later, into this, what they are. We know the criminology. We know the MO. And that's what helped me also understand how things like this could be happening, because that type of evil does exist in the world, even though it's hard to believe it's going on. And, you know, just to finish up with laying this out here, as truthfully as I possibly can, bearing my soul here, Parkland happened. And the whole media said that I said nobody died and they were crisis actors. I didn't say that. I played a CBS clip and other clips where they said, we're in the drama club, we're all friends, and we're all anti-gun. And I said, look, out of 3,000 kids, young people, they've got four that are all anti-gun, that are well-spoken from the drama club, and they're out there pushing an anti-gun agenda. They never showed clips of me saying it didn't happen. They never showed clips of me saying they were crisis actors. And they took my YouTube channel down. But we posted the raw videos of what I actually said, Drudge linked to it. It got 14 million views between the two videos. And YouTube had to restore us because I had a voice. I had a way on my own platform, Infowars.com, to release that information. And I had a way to actually counter the lies. Well, now that I've been taking all those platforms, they're all over the news saying I said nobody died at Parkland. And I never even questioned that. We interviewed the first day three students. The media tried to say that the first dude interviewed wasn't even a student and that he was an actor. CNN said about a real young man what they were claiming I was saying. They tried to say, oh, that's a fake guy Alex Jones had on. No, it turned out he was real. And what did the three students report? On my show, they reported that the sheriff stood down, and it turns out they've had hearings, it's confirmed, there's lawsuits, it's all come out. And that's all we said. That's all we said. And so they don't want any of you questioning any narrative, anything that happens. There are hundreds of admitted declassified false flags by our government and by other governments. And so it's painful to have to question something like babies in the incubators. But it didn't happen. A PR firm put it out. They admit it didn't happen. It got us into the first Iraq war and led to what we see in the Middle East today, millions dead. So if I saw another war, and so they said again that people were beating babies' brains out and throwing them out of incubators, I'd have to say, hey, let's make sure this isn't war propaganda. And then if it turns out that their brains are bashed out, we go, oh, my God, that's terrible. Let's do something about that. But if you question that, you're not a bad person for questioning babies having their brains bashed out because we were lied to about it before. If it turns out their brains were bashed out in a new event, you say, I'm sorry we had to question that. Now let's get the perpetrators. You understand? Everything I've done has been from a real place of questioning. You know, they say that I profit from spreading lies and fear and all this stuff. I genuinely questioned 9/11 when it happened. I was on the air then. I saw CBS News say that they blew up Building 7, and you did too. And years later, they released the videos. For years, the archive wasn't there, and I just said I saw it and heard it on radio too. And then it turned out it was true. They don't want to talk about Building 7 now. I lost from, we had like 120 stations. We lost over 70% of them within a couple months of me saying 9/11 is an inside job. I don't know what happened, but they're covering up. Did I profit from that? Absolutely not. I went from making myself back then $600,000-$700,000 a year to almost going bankrupt when that happened. And I steadfastly stayed on the air, even though they almost took me off GCN, and told the truth. And it's been the same thing all along. And so when you see something like 9/11 and you see other events, you start to question things that don't turn out to be false flags. But that's what happens when you've got a hammer, everything looks like a nail. I've been totally genuine in everything I've ever done, from the heart, real. And people know that. Have I made mistakes? Absolutely. Have I learned a lot? I'm 45 now. Yes, I have. So in closing, on the issue of Roku, they choked. First, they came out and said, hey, First Amendment, we don't get into content management. We're just streaming other people's content as a platform, a portal to the internet for your television. Their original instincts were right. We'd been on there for 7 years. That app that actually was ours got deleted. But the new fan app that I authorized, it got taken down in less than 24 hours because it was trending and going to the top. It was on the front page of Roku. And people didn't like that. Just like we had our Apple app for the show that went to number one in news. So they deleted it. What is it I'm saying that keeps making the show number one? It's called the truth. In an ocean of lies, that's why we've been so popular. And that's why they're trying to shut us down. Not because we're lying, not because we're running hoaxes. That's our government that lied about WMDs in Iraq. Another false flag that didn't exist, that then killed millions. So pull back and think about that. Do we want a free press? Do you want to be able to ask questions? Or are we going to let corporate lawyers and pitchmen and PR firms take things I've said, twist it out of context, never let me respond, and then pit me against families of sad, dead children? It's not fair. It's not true. And the truth is going to come out. So I ask the corporate press and everyone else to understand the American people do know the truth. And they see through what you're doing, and they understand how you're using these children, and the truth will end up winning in the end. Thank you all for your support. And again, God bless you all, and God bless the United States of America.
That's Alex Jones addressing the Roku ban and the continuous slandering of his name and of InfoWars, InfoWars.com, and everything that we do here, which, yes, as he says, is just bring you the truth, unvarnished, unobscured, in your face, direct to you, the audience. We'll tell you truths that no one else will tell you. And folks, don't think for a second that they have won, and don't think for a second that it's over for us, or that we don't need your help. We are in such a tenuous position right now, where what they do really does hurt us. We got millions of plays on Roku, hundreds of thousands of plays a day on Roku, because people could sit down on their couch, they flip on their TV, they hit InfoWars, and they can watch it. That's easy, no problem. They don't have to do anything extra. Just that, the ease of the ability to do that on a device like the Roku, if you take that away, you take away a huge proportion of people who will just sit on their couch and click something else instead. They won't make the effort to go to InfoWars.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals and the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality. From InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. The mainstream propaganda. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, back to The David Knight Show. Harrison Smith here for you today, sitting in for David Knight. Our top story today, I'm going to get right to it, is this story from The Daily Caller and the assumptions being drawn from it and the speculations surrounding it and the implications imbued within this anonymous essay by a senior Trump official. It's so good, ladies and gentlemen, I'm tempted to read the whole thing verbatim. I won't bore you with that. You can find it at The Daily Caller or at InfoWars.com. I will read from you instead large selections from it. It's titled, I'm a Senior Trump Official, and I hope a long shutdown smokes out the resistance. And the Daily Caller says they're taking a rare step of publishing an anonymous op-ed at the request of the author, who is a senior official in the Trump administration whose identity is known to the Daily Caller and whose career would be jeopardized by its disclosure. So they have fully vetted him. They know who it is, but they have not given the name of this particular author, although speculation abounds. But the author says this, as one of the senior officials working without a paycheck, a few words of advice for the president's next move. at shuttered government agencies. He says, lock the door, sell the furniture, and cut them down. He says, on an average day, roughly 15% of the employees around me are exceptional patriots serving their country. I wish I could give competitive salaries to them and no one else. But 80% feel no pressure to produce results. If they don't feel like doing what they're told, well, they don't do it. Why would they? Well, we can't fire them. They avoid attention. They plan their weekend, schedule vacation, their second job, their next position. Some do this in the same position for more than a decade. The only difference is now that they have been furloughed, now that the shutdown has caused them and their paychecks to be cut, these useless saboteurs in a lot of ways, these useless people who are simply there to perpetuate the endless bureaucracy and systems of government are no longer getting in the way. They add nothing. In fact, they just muck up the gears. So if you remove them, not only are you not losing anything, you're actually making the machine run smoother. That is sort of the overall idea behind this essay. He continues, saboteurs peddling opinions as research, tasking their staff on pet projects, or pitching wasteful grants to their friends. Most of my career colleagues actively work against the president's agenda. He says, this means I typically spend around 15% of my time on the president's agenda and 85% of my time trying to stop sabotage. And we have no power to get rid of them until the shutdown. Due to lack of funding, many federal agencies are now operating more effectively from the top down on a fraction of their workforce, with only select essential personnel serving national security tasks. One might think that this is how government should function, but bureaucracies operate from the bottom up, a collective of self-generated ideas. Ideas become initiatives, formalize into offices, they seek funds from Congress, and become bureaus or sub-agencies, and maybe one day grow to be their own independent agency like ours. The nature of a big administrative bureaucracy is to grow to serve itself. He says, I watch it and I fight it daily. He continues, the message to federal supervisors has been clear. Maintain the status quo or face allegations. Many federal employees truly believe that doing tasks more efficiently and cutting out waste by closing troubled programs instead of expanding them is morally wrong, as one cried to me. Now, we know this to be true. We know how pointless and useless so much of the government is and how they exist only to serve themselves at the expense of the taxpayer. And the more useless work they create, the more jobs they create, the more important they seem, the more power they get, the more they're able to perpetuate this endless system. Now extrapolate this, ladies and gentlemen, to America at large, and not just governmental systems, which do pervade and just intertwine with every single system or every single establishment in our country. But extrapolate it to absolutely everything, and you see this is the beast. This is the system that we're fighting against. It works only to perpetuate itself. It rewards those that feed the system, and it punishes those that fight against the system. This is a ideology, not just of the career politicians, but of any liberals or socialists or people who believe that more government, more systems, more complications, more oversight, more hand-holding, more acting like a mother to you is good. They will serve that. And you just have to look at, I mean, the social credit score in China is a fantastic example, but let's take it closer to home and go to someplace like Twitter or Facebook, where they will kick you off or punish you or downrank you or whatever it may be for disclosing the information about how they do that. They'll say, that's conspiracy theory, that's fake news. They're lying, of course. We know that they're lying. We have the videos. We have the internal documents. We have the leaks from people within those companies who are upset, who say, yes, we do this. We report on this. And then those very people either say because of that or they'll find some other excuse, but they'll shut us down because we threaten the system that perpetuates itself. The system goes in and eliminates anybody arguing against it, it elevates anybody supporting it, and in that way, it perpetuates itself indefinitely. So this isn't just government, this is a society-wide contagion that we now suffer under. But I go back to the story and continue. President Trump can end this abuse. Senior officials can reprioritize during an extended shutdown. They can focus on valuable results and weed out saboteurs. We do not want most employees to return because we are working better without them. Sure, we empathize with the families making tough financial decisions like mine. And just like private citizens who have to find other work and bring competitive value every day while paying more than a third of their salary in federal taxes. He says, basically, that the president should add to his demands and include a vote on all of his political nominees in the Senate. Send the career appointees back. Many are in that 5% of saboteurs and resistance leaders. So this guy gives about 5% of the government employees are actively sabotaging Donald Trump's agenda. 85% or about 80% are just not helping. They're just mucking it up. They're just serving themselves and being lazy and not adding any value. Only 15% is actually actively trying to work for us. So they're trying to not only get rid of that 80% that's mucking things up, but definitely identify and get rid of that 5% that's actively working against us and only maintain that 15% that's necessary. He says, a word of caution, though. To be a victory, the shutdown must be different than those in the past and should achieve lasting disruptions with two major changes, or this will hurt the president. The first thing we need to do is better security, particularly at the southern border. Of course, the ostensible reason behind the shutdown. He says, ideally, continue a resolution to pay the essential employees only if they are truly working on national security. Furloughed employees should find other work, never return, and not be paid. Secondly, we need savings for taxpayers. If this fight is merely rhetorical bickering with Nancy Pelosi, we all lose, especially the president. But if it proves that government is better when smaller, focusing on essential government functions alone that serve Americans, then President Trump will achieve something great that Reagan was only bold enough to dream. Now, on the other side, I will break down some of the numbers of just how much of the fat has been trimmed, the tens of thousands of workers that have been laid off for being non-essential. Why does the government do anything that's non-essential? That's my question. The government is a necessary evil, therefore should only be used in the essential places where it alone can serve. Now, my argument extends to the fact that they are not doing what they should do. There are things that they essentially should be doing that they're not because they are too busy paying tens of thousands and thousands and thousands of employees to do absolutely nothing, or at worst, sabotage President Trump.
Nourish a probiotic friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Defeat the globalist. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call into talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public, hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
You may be right. I may be crazy. Oh, but it just
we continue our coverage of this, frankly, conspiracy theory, this speculation that abounds and surrounds this Daily Caller article by a senior Trump official who's basically arguing that all of the employees that have been furloughed from the government during the shutdown should never return. Hey, I completely agree. I think that's great. In fact, the EPA and their shutdown plan. Well, first, let me say this. Around a little over 14,000 people currently work at the EPA. During the shutdown, they have reduced that number to just the necessary number of people. They have dropped 13,000 employees. Ladies and gentlemen, as of right now, the EPA is being run by 812 employees. Less than 1,000 employees are doing the work that was previously done by over 14,000. This is the level of waste that goes into our governmental programs. This is the EPA. This is the skeleton crew that needs to keep the EPA afloat. Less than 1,000 people, nearly 13,000 unnecessary and are furloughed. And according to this Trump senior official, they should never be allowed to come back. But how would that work? Well, the speculation and the information continues with this article from American Thinker, Trump's Shutdown Trap. This author, Thomas Lifson, says, has President Trump suckered Democrats and the deep state into a trap that will enable a radical downsizing of the federal bureaucracy? In only five more days of the already longest government shutdown in history, a heretofore obscure threshold will be reached, enabling permanent layoffs of bureaucrats furloughed for 30 days or more. So a layoff, as this person puts it, in bureaucraties, is known as an RIF, or a reduction in force. And of course, it comes with a slew of civil service protections. But a reduction in force is a thoughtful and systematic elimination of positions. For all practical purposes, a government reduction in force is the same thing as a layoff. Organizations must stick to predetermined criteria when sorting out what happens to each employee. They must communicate with employees how and why decisions are made. In deciding who stays and who goes, federal agencies must take four factors into account: tenure, veteran status, total federal civilian and military service, and finally, performance. Agencies cannot use reduction of force procedures to fire bad employees. You'll notice that the fourth and last stipulation here was performance. Now, when agencies furlough employees for more than 30 calendar days or 22 discontinuous work days, they must use reduction in force procedures. An employee can be terminated or moved into an available position. So this is the speculation that this heretofore obscure stipulation that upon being furloughed for 40 days or 22 work days, a government employee will then enter into the RIF procedure, and it will be determined whether or not they will be part of this reduction in force. This is the speculation as to what this Trump senior official is talking about when he says that the furloughed employees should leave and never come back. That's about 5 days from now. Now, keep in mind, this author continues, that saboteurs cannot be individually identified in RIF'd, reduction enforced, I guess, but they can be included in the layoffs if they meet criteria. So you can't go and say, hey, this person's not doing their job, this person's a lazy failure and is draining the American government and the taxpayers of its money, we want to fire him. No, no, no. Then you'll get sued. Then the civil service will come and say you're not allowed to do that. That's how messed up our system is. But if they enter into this 30-day furlough period, then they enter the RIF plan. So he says, if this was the plan all along, then it would explain why President Trump goaded Chuck and Nancy in his televised meeting with them last year, boasting that he would claim credit for the shutdown. How could they resist a prolonged shutdown when he made it so easy to blame him? So a little bit of 4D chess there. Now, as soon as I started reading this essay, one name popped into my head. If you are a avid listener of InfoWars, or if you just follow the news with a careful and discerning eye, the name Stephen Miller will have popped into your head immediately, as he is one of the only most outspoken and member of the Trump administration that would say stuff like this. So this author here confirms, or at least agrees with my assumption. He says that he thinks it's Stephen Miller, and he says that he's the only type of bold thinker who might volunteer to telegraph this strategy just 5 days before the deadline. That gives Chuck and Nancy something to think about and probably reject as unthinkable. Then they can't complain that they weren't warned once the trap is sprung, right? So the other way to do it was you don't put this out. You don't say anything about furloughing. You don't say anything about wanting to make this government shutdown permanent, as it were. And what would happen then? 30 days comes, then they enact it, and all of a sudden it's like, surprise, all those furloughed workers are now fired. Chuck and Nancy get to come out and say, oh, isn't this awful? They're so evil. Sprung this trap on people. But now they've telegraphed this idea. Now they've come out and said, hey, look, this is what happens if you don't come to the negotiation table. We don't find a compromise in the next 5 days. This is what will happen. So added pressure on Chuck and Nancy to come in and say, okay, we're going to give you your wall, however that takes place. Or they are the ones who have allowed these furloughed federal employees to be fired. Now, this article also has, from Monica Showalter, points out that Slate, of all places, has a useful chart of which agencies has the most RIFs on the line. Surprise, surprise, it's where the bureaucrats are most in need of layoffs. So you have NASA, Housing and Urban Development, education, and these huge percentages of these bureaucracies that are totally unnecessary, whose people have jobs that are redundant or unnecessary, or they don't fulfill them. You can see just how massive that proportion is. Get rid of them. Send them to the private sector. Let them prove to their employer that they are valuable and deserve the money that they're being paid. Don't just rob the American taxpayer and pay it to these people who are actively sabotaging and undermining our duly elected president and the America first, freedom centric, platform that he is running on. Now, of course, you have the alternative argument saying, no, this won't happen. There are two kinds of furloughs. There's administrative furloughs and this other type of emergency furlough or shutdown furlough. And they're saying that only administration, furloughs are where reduction in forces come through. They say that it's not applicable to emergency shutdown because the ultimate duration of an emergency shutdown furlough is unknown at the outset and is dependent entirely on congressional action rather than agency action, right? So an agency shutdown or a administrative furlough would be something that the agency itself had to deal with. This one, the agencies don't really have a say as to how long these furloughs last. So that's the counter argument. I'm just giving you both sides here. The RIF furlough regulations and SES competitive furlough requirements, on the other hand, contemplate planned foreseeable money-saving furloughs that at the outset are planned to exceed 30 days. So there is some contention here. There is some back and forth. But again, this article on the Daily Caller from a senior Trump official basically is saying that this is the plan and that they will be getting rid of all of the furloughed employees at the federal government. My God, ladies and gentlemen, if you are a libertarian and you think that Donald Trump is not fighting for you, if you think if you don't like him and some of his verbosity and some of the way that he handles the government and talks about spending and things, you think is, oh, it's too much. Oh, the federal debt has gotten out of control and Donald Trump's not doing enough to rein it in. If this comes true and this actually happens, as the author puts it, they will have achieved something that Ronald Reagan would have only been able to dream of, and reduce federal government employees to such a drastic degree that it's almost unbelievable. But we'll find out in 5 days. 5 days is the deadline. Will Chuck and Nancy come out of the woodwork, sit down at the negotiation table, and give us the damn wall? Or will we slash and burn the useless government hangers-on, saboteurs, and servants of the beast? It's a win-win situation, ladies and gentlemen. Win-win situation. Chuck and Nancy are losing in 5 days, one way or the other. That's a little bit of good news. On the other side, we get to the rest of the headlines, more politics, and a lot of video clips. You will not want to miss it, folks.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Decoding the mainstream propaganda. This is The David Knight Show.
Second hour of The David Knight Show, ladies and gentlemen. Huge, huge show still ahead of us today. Video clips you will not want to miss of everyone from Jim Jordan to Lindsey Graham to Nancy Pelosi, the stuttering, wobbling, misshapen doll. Yes, we will get to all of it, including the FBI foiling a terror plot of shooting a anti-tank missile at the White House. All of that and more in this hour. But first, this report by Caitlin Bennett about China using Twitter to arrest political dissidents.
If you want a glimpse of the left hopes to bring to the United States, look no further than communist China, where political dissidents are now being arrested and interrogated for what they put on Twitter. Sounds familiar, right? Over the past few years, the tolerant left has become increasingly intolerant of speech they disagree with. Calls to ban what they deem to be hate speech have only been intensified, and social media websites' terms of agreement have become that of a Soviet concentration camp. Don't believe me? Just ask voices like Alex Jones, Milo Yiannopoulos, or Laura Loomer, who have all been banned from various social media platforms for standing up to the Washington establishment. To the left, censoring right-wing voices on social media isn't far enough. They seek the demise and total eradication of the First Amendment.
I think it's like super important here to carve out a section for hate speech, which naturally shouldn't be allowed.
Their end goal is for Twitter's terms of services to become the law here in this country. In China, this is quite literally the case. Ironically, using Twitter in China will put your entire life at risk.
There he is!
According to the New York Times, one man spent 15 days in a detention center. The police threatened another's family, and a third was chained to a chair for 8 hours of interrogation. Their offense? Posting on Twitter. The New York Times article goes on to say, the Chinese government has increasingly demanded that both Google and Facebook take down content that officials object to, even though both companies' sites are inaccessible in China. They then cite one example where a user had his Facebook and Twitter accounts suspended after criticizing the Chinese government, suggesting that the tech giants are complicit in silencing dissent to the communist regime.
Girl, I lose myself up. In those eyes.
Despite the social media platform being banned, there are an estimated 3.2 million Twitter users in China. This amounts to 0.4% of internet users in China. The reason China is so opposed to social media is the same reason why Alex Jones was banned from virtually every platform here in the United States. Big government socialists want no opposition, no competition to their ideas, and no questions asked. They want to maintain a narrative that socialism is all butterflies and rainbows, and fear the truth leaking out. Yeah!
That'll scare you.
In fact, it's been reported that the police in China will print out people's tweets critical of the government and demand that they take them down.
It's not 2005. You can't just go online and say whatever you want.
All right. I'll delete the tweet.
You haven't deleted it yet?
One man was interrogated for 20 hours and sent to a re-education camp for 2 weeks for his anti-government tweets. One human rights activist in China told the New York Times, "We've been living a very suppressed life." The activist was also quoted as saying, "We're like lambs. They're taking us one after another. We have no ability to fight back." I hope this is a wake-up call to all right-wingers that this is what we're up against in the United States. There is no doubt that these are the policies the left hopes to implement. They hate free speech. They hate alternative viewpoints. And they seek punishment for those who won't submit to their left-wing programming.
Orange man bad.
Orange man.
In fact, in some states like New York, similar legislation is already being explored. Democrats in the state want you to turn over your social media passwords to the government so they can comb through your profiles before allowing you to purchase a firearm. Imagine needing to forfeit over your social media accounts to the government to exercise one of your most basic civil rights. Complete lunacy. These draconian laws are already bleeding their way into our country, And if we don't act now, it won't be long until America, as we know it, is gone and indistinguishable from communist.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the second hour of The David Knight Show. Again, Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight. You know, the insanity continues on the left. I have been surprisingly happy with how the Republicans have stood together behind Trump during this border shutdown. I have predicted and I have talked about the entire time that I've been sitting in for David the fact that the Republicans are the weak link in this chain, and they are coming through. They're proving me wrong, and I couldn't be happier about it. Please, Republicans, stick to your guns. In fact, now we even see Democratic freshmen turning against the Democratic leadership and saying, let's make a deal. Let's make the wall. The wall makes sense. Let's get this done for the American people. So, my goodness, are things looking up. In fact, we have, Lindsey Graham, I have a clip from him that I'll play a little bit later, questioning the fact that the NAACP gives report cards to congressmen and senators and just how partisan those report cards tend to be. Really powerful stuff. Video coming up. We have Rand Paul coming out and tweeting that basically President Trump is not going to cave to the establishment and is in fact dedicated to getting out of Syria and even getting out of Afghanistan. This was something that my friend said the other day. I was talking to him about Syria and this war and everything, and you know, the question of what's the goal, or you know, what are they looking for? What's the future of the Syrian conflict? And he said, that's simple. It's Afghanistan. We've been there for 18 years. We've been there for almost two decades with no sign of leaving. In fact, increased troop deployment to that country. That is the future of Syria. There is no goal to be achieved there. There is only endless war. There's only perpetual conflict. So thank God we have Rand Paul in there with Trump fighting the good fight to get our young men out of that godforsaken portion of the world and back home. As you know, of course, I believe the number is 4 Americans died yesterday during a attack claimed by the IS, the Islamic State. How very convenient, the most deadly attack in Syria in a long time against Americans just happens to come when Donald Trump comes out and says ISIS is beaten. Time to pull us back. Of course, the little thing they don't tell you is that the place where our soldiers are currently placed still have forts is that border between sort of the border area north of Syria, which just so happens to be where the ISIS fighters are spawning from. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that coincidental? Now, Jim Jordan has long been a champion of liberty and a champion of conservatism. He outdoes himself once again with this speech from the floor This is Jim Jordan explaining why we can't get border security.
Can't get a deal on the border security wall. You know why we can't get a deal? Because today's left has taken the most radical positions in American history. They applaud Kaepernick when he disrespects the flag. They embrace Governor Cuomo when he says America was never that great. And they cheer on Maxine Waters when she says go out and harass anyone who supports the president. Today's left thinks that America's just another country. Just one of the 190-some countries on the planet. Mr. Speaker, the United States of America is not just another country. It's the greatest nation in history that has done more good for more people than any country ever. A special place where people from all over the world, all shapes, all sizes, all colors, all talents come to so they can chase down their goals, chase down their dreams, make life better for themselves and their family. That's this country, a special place. Where people come and respect the Constitution, cherish the Bill of Rights, and embrace the rule of law. But today's left, specifically on this issue, Democrat Congressman Blumenauer said, abolish ICE. Secretary Clinton, when she was running for the highest office in the land, said we need a borderless hemisphere. Speaker Pelosi said walls are immoral. And just last week, Stacey Abrams, governor candidate in the state of Georgia, said non-citizens should be able to vote. Think about that. Non-citizens should be able to vote. Americans believe, Republicans believe, the House Freedom Caucus believes that borders need to be strong. Americans believe, we believe, that there's a difference, a big difference between legal immigration and illegal immigration, and Americans and Republicans and the House Freedom Caucus believe that a border security wall will help stop the drug problem, the gang problem, and the human trafficking problem.
Powerful stuff from Jim Jordan. If anything, he understates the case. He talks about how insane they are. He gives several poignant examples of just the level of insanity that exists within the Democratic Party. But if anything, he's underselling it. We have the Democrats have now put Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez on the Financial Services Committee. So she will be overseeing banks and money supply. This is a woman who thinks that the unemployment rate is low because people have two jobs. This is who we'll now be overseeing our banks, ladies and gentlemen. She is, and believe you me, as soon as the bankers hear that, they start salivating. It's like Pavlov's dogs. It's like anytime they see somebody so uninformed and easily manipulatable and stupid put in a position of power, they just start salivating. I mean, it's ridiculous. And then you have Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez chasing Senate leader Mitch McConnell through the halls of government to demand that he reopen the government. I mean, she is bringing this childish, you know, women's march, protest, resist, hey, you know, anti-gay, no KKK, this BS protester mentality to the halls of government and is chasing around other senators, posting hashtags saying we can't find him. He's scared of us. He's scared and he's running away. It's like, no, you are a child. He is an adult. He's trying to do his job and get things done. But this is just how insane the Democrats have gotten. And really quickly, before we go to break, I want to go to this video of Nancy Pelosi arriving at the Raise the Minimum Wage event in the U.S. Capitol. Let's go to that now. The doddering, perpetually confused Nancy Pelosi enters the hall to cheering, chanting people. Is this government? Are we a serious country, ladies and gentlemen? Like, is this real? Is this reality? Is this really who we have running our country? Our country full of prosperous, industrious, intelligent people is being run by a bunch of cult-like crybabies who just chant meaningless platitudes to doddering octogenarian socialists who pump their fist along.
Yes, we will win.
It's like, what? How did it come to this? I will explain how it came to this. On the other side, I will explain using the ultimate art form of poetry and that master of the English language, Rudyard Kipling, to explain very clearly how we have gone so far off the rails, how this insanity in the U.S. government is intricately intertwined with the anti-male sentiment that you see from places like Gillette and all these other places. It's all one big sickness, and it will kill us.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today. The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com. Defeat the globalist, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call the talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public, hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood.
Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's no conspiracy any longer. The hatred that the New World Order, the globalists, the liberals, the Democrats, the socialists, the hatred they hold in their hearts for mankind, in particular, man, men and boys and the manly, the testosterone-fueled, the builders and workers and innovators and achievers of this world are anathema to these people. They are terrifying to the weak and the desirous of control. But why is that? Well, I know why they tell us why it is. They say it's because toxic masculinity breeds rape culture and it's inherently involved in violence and hatred and exclusion and all of these awful things. And it reminds me, I'm trying to figure out how to connect these dots, because to me it's fairly clear how similar it is to how they treat InfoWars and Alex Jones, where if you were to ask our audience, what does InfoWars cover, what does Alex Jones do, our audience would not hesitate to say they expose corruption. We talk about the stories no one else will talk about. We defend America. We defend freedom. We defend women and men of all races in their pursuit of happiness, however that may manifest itself. And our audience understands that and hopefully appreciates it. If you were to ask the mindless controlled zombie hordes right outside our door and across the United States, they would say, oh, Alex Jones, he has done one thing in his life. He has sent assassins to the Sandy Hook parents. I mean, they are so far removed from reality because of the manipulation, the control that the powers that be have over their information. And it's the same thing to me, where if you ask a man what a man is, he'll say, you protect the innocent, you provide for yourself, you depend on nobody, you hurt nobody, you have power and you respect that power and you wield it responsibly. If you ask a soy boy, you know, feminist pussy hat wearer, well, they're going to tell you what a man is somebody who hates people and beats women and, you know, is has to be told not to rape. You know, so it's this insane dichotomy. So the question in reality is what really makes a man. And for that, we go to the definitive source, the absolute pinnacle of manliness, I would say. And that is the poem If by Rudyard Kipling. Now I'm going to read it fully and then I'll go through it and show you line by line how you can see that the Democrats and the liberals are totally against this in a just complete opposite direction. So If by Rudyard Kipling, if you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowances for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two impostors just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken and stoop and build them up with worn out tools, if you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss and lose and start again at the beginning and never breathe a word about your loss, if you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you but none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it, and which is more, you'll be a man, my son. Now, literally you can go line by line and see that they are utterly against everything that this poem entails. If you can keep your head about you, if you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, they literally tell you, if you are not freaking out, if you're not running and screaming in the streets, you're the wrong one. If you see people going insane and screaming and flailing like children and you don't join them, you must be hateful. You must not realize the pain that they're in. Weakness. It's all weakness. If you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowances for their doubting too. Same thing. They have this social shame mechanism that they think that if everybody else agrees to something and you don't, you're crazy. You're insane. We have to get rid of you. You have to fall in with the crowd. You have to give in to the consensus. If you, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating. Once again, look at what Jim Jordan was talking about, Colin Kaepernick and all these people. They literally tell you, they say, these people hate you. First of all, that's a lie. But then they go on to say, you have to hate them back. You have to join together. It's identity politics. Get together and hate these people because they're keeping you down. And, you know, it's just, it's, oh God. It's like you have no idea what it's like to be hated and to not give in to that hate. They tell you, they give you the easy, it's so easy to give in to hate. It would be so easy to say, you know what, these people that hate us, F them, we're going to destroy them, we're going to kill them all. You know, if they want identity politics, then they'll see the power of the white man. I mean, it would be so easy to give in to that, and so satisfying to hate the way that they hate us. It's strength to not hate. That's what they don't understand. They think that hating and being emotional and being loud and angry and hateful is strength. It's the opposite. You weaklings. You feathers. You're nothing. You think that hating and crying and being loud is somehow brave, is somehow strength? That's the only thing babies do. It's the only thing children know how to do is cry and complain. Strength is being hated and not giving into it. It's infuriating. And it's like, oh my God, they have no idea. But you can literally go through every single line about this, of If by Rudyard Kipling, and you see crystal clear not just the epitome of what being a human is and being a man is, but it comes into focus just how inhuman and demonic these weak leftists are.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was in fact unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply.
But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
We need to go back and revisit the foundations of our freedom.
Our freedoms don't consist of the things that are enumerated on a piece of paper. It consists of the things that we're willing to fight for. The First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the rest of the Bill of Rights are prohibitions. They're prohibitions against powerful organizations and individuals taking those God-given rights from us as individuals. You better understand that, because they're taking them right now. We have seen what they want to do. They called it UN Agenda 21. Now they call it the UN 2030 Agenda. They want everybody off of the rural lands. They want people out of the suburbs. They want to pack everybody into the cities, because that's where it is easiest for them to control everyone.
It's the David Knight Show.
Never miss your show any day. Never.
At InfoWars.com/show.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. In the third hour, I will be joined by Jake Lloyd, InfoWars reporter. He will be joining me for the third hour, co-hosting with me as we get through some of the top stories. More videos to play you of not just, you know, more goings-on in American politics, but of the Yellow Vest protesters as well. Insanity continues to spread throughout the world. You know, somebody was asking me recently what it was like, what the atmosphere was like around the InfoWars office when the deplatforming hit, when we were kicked off YouTube and Facebook and Apple and all these places all at once. And, you know, to a similar extent, what the attitude and the atmosphere is like when we get kicked off of Roku, another large platform. And the image that jumped into my mind immediately is a battleship coming under fire. And that's what it's like. It's We're this old, wooden ship. We're a battleship. We're a warship. We're a sloop. We're going through the water, and arrayed against us are the combined navies of all the most powerful and important countries in the world, right? You have the SS Hillary, the SS George Soros, these billionaires, the full weight of CNN and the government and of influences like the SPLC, all these things. These are massive battleships that are so well-financed, well-equipped, well-armed, that they're firing on us and just raining shells down on top of us from so far away we can't even see them. They're over the horizon. They're submarines underneath the water. They're dropping missiles from satellites, and they're just crashing into us, just slamming into the wall. The whole ship is just reverberating, shards flying everywhere, guns being unseated, sails just ripping as the shot flies through them. And we can't even see them, but still, everybody at InfoWars, we man our guns, we go up to the rigging, we start to tie it all together, we start to patch the sails, we start to patch the holes in the walls and pump out the water and try to stay afloat. And continuously, we're just being rained down on by these people. Meanwhile, we're getting radio transmissions from people that aren't even in the fight, and they're telling us, oh, you're lying, you're acting, you're snake oil salesman. it's all BS. You're trying to trick stupid people. What you're saying doesn't exist. The people that you're talking about aren't corrupt. That Navy isn't even there. Meanwhile, we're taking on water. We're being burned alive. It's raining down on us with catastrophic, disastrous damage. But what do we do? Are we going to get on the lifeboats and just leave? No, this is a war. So we man our guns. We plug the holes. We aim our guns at where they're firing from, and we fire back. And we hit them. And we score, and we do damage. But still, ever, we sail on, and we keep going. Meanwhile, behind us, all around us, are these smaller ships of individuals. And they're just getting just blasted out of the water. Gavin McGinnis, gone. Miley Yiannopoulos, gone. Baked Alaska, gone, out of the water, shredded, splinters, gone. InfoWars is this ship that's just strong enough, just big enough to withstand the barrage and move forward. And we do move forward. We are headed dead on directly into this enemy armada. And we will not stop. We will not turn around. We will not give in. We will continue to man the guns and all of you out there that are assisting us with this, you're the ones in the hold of the ship, sending up the shot, sending up the powder, sending up the cordage, sending up the new sails, and helping us to patch our ship and repair. This is literal, ladies and gentlemen. We get knocked off one platform, the wheels go into motion, the Marines come up from the lower decks, and we build a new app. We build a new video distribution platform. We find new avenues. This is us repairing the ship, re-gilding the ship, getting us back on track. And you know what? If the power of this armada goes unchallenged and unaddressed, it's a suicide mission for us. That's not going to stop us. We are heading towards that armada at full speed. And truth be told, that armada, those aircraft carriers, those submarines, those nuclear-powered massive battleships with their propulsion magnet rail guns that are firing on us as we slam and load, a grape shot into our cannons. We will continue to head at them. And if we don't get the support that we need, if we don't have those other ships around us, it's a suicide mission. They will destroy us. We will go down, but we will go down fighting. But if we manage to bring along with us in our wake, if we can continue to plow ahead and forge ahead and take on all of these shots and provide that big target for all of these massive ships to focus on and rain fire down on, and we can survive that barrage and take their attention and take their attention away from all the other little ships that are behind us in our wake, coming up behind us, filling in the you know, our two sides, covering our flanks and moving in. If we can survive that until we get there, well, then we overwhelm them. We outnumber them. We destroy them. We sink them. This is the battle that we are now in. This is the reality of the situation. This is how it feels, ladies and gentlemen, when you see that headline, when you get that tweet, when I'm at home laying in bed and I start to see talk about us getting kicked off of a new platform, or when I'm in the office and it suddenly comes down that we are being eradicated from, you know, these incredible streams of information. We go into war mode. We man our stations. We man our guns. We swab, fire, reload. We get up there. We repair the sails. We knot the cording. We do what we have to do to try to continue, because they will not sink this ship. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are there to help us, if you are there to send up the shot, send up the powder, cool the guns, spread our message, if you're there beside us, in whatever boat you have, and if you can handle that barrage, if you can handle the hail of fire and death as it comes down on us, then we have a chance to win. They are not as formidable as they seem. And this is either, you know, it's either a suicide. This is either the Alamo. This is either the last stand of humanity before we're overwhelmed by the machine, by the system, by the globalists. Or this is the vanguard of a new awakening of humanity. This is the torpedo that decimates their entire armada. So it's up to you, ladies and gentlemen. Do you leave us dead in the water, desperately clinging on to planks of wood as the sharks circle? Or do you get in the fight? Hey, if I was you, I'd get in the fight. I'd go to InfoWarsStore.com. Help us. Send us the shot. Send us the powder. Refill our armory. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get in the fight. Get your Alexa Pure Pro for $50 off. Get Super Male Vitality 50% off. Bodies 50% off. This is how you help us. This is how we win. InfoWarsStore.com.
Defeat the globalist. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call into talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public, hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions,
We've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Segment of this hour of the David Knight Show. In the next hour, I'm joined by Jake Lloyd. We continue to tear through these headlines, top headlines. I'm just going to read through some of them here that you can find on Infowars.com. There's an insect apocalypse coming on as the Earth's ecosystems are on a collision course with extinction. 98% of the insect population on the ground was completely gone when scientists returned to a rainforest in Puerto Rico. He says, we knew something was amiss in the first couple days. We're driving into the forest, and at the same time, both Andres and I said, where are the birds? There was nothing. So yes, ladies and gentlemen, this globalism, this new world order, you know, worldwide society that they're creating is not just about enslaving humanity. It's about destroying life on Earth. I mean, whether they mean to or not, that's the consequence of the people that we are fighting against. Also on Infowars.com, of course, we have Rudy Giuliani saying, I never said there was no collusion. I said that Trump didn't collude. The leftists are making hay out of that. We'll show that clip in the next hour. Rand Paul, of course, champion of liberty, bulwark of justice, is, thank God, by President Donald Trump's side and is vouching for him and saying that Trump is, in fact, committed to ending the U.S. wars in Syria and Afghanistan and instead investing at home. Absolutely. We also have a Google executive that has sparked a fierce backlash from employees for using the word family Google executive uses the word family at a company-wide presentation, and this causes the Google employees to become angry because we're living an upside-down world. We're literally living in Brave New World. I cannot express how poignant and correct that book is, Brave New World, where mother and father are terms that are deemed offensive. That is the world that we're living in, ladies and gentlemen. And we have the globalist-controlled media, the bought-out politicians, and their corporate masters to thank for that. Also with Google, we have Google caught censoring search results on abortions, Maxine Waters, and more. Internal discussions from Google indicate the search giant is manually curating a blacklist of search items, including Maxine Waters, anti-gun activist David Hogg, and abortion on YouTube and other services. Yes, we know. We knew it when Sundar the Deceiver was lying about it. We know it now. InfoWars, Tomorrow's News Today. This has been an obvious practice of Google for a long time. And once again, you cannot quantify, you can't even begin to understand the level of influence that Google is exerting when they do something as simple as, hey, you know what? Anytime someone searches abortion, we're going to have all the videos that show up in that search result be positive for abortion. You have no idea what the consequences of that are. No idea. I don't have any idea either. It's impossible to say. It's impossible to say what the results of that are, because you have to understand that originally when people searched abortion, they might find a video that showed the reality of abortion, showed just how disgusting and inhuman that practice is. Might have made them change their mind. Might have changed their life. You change enough people's lives, you change the course of history. You have no idea the amount of power they are exerting without pushback, without oversight, without even us knowing about it, unless we do the research and get the leaks ourselves, which we have, and we know. And they still deny it. Still nothing is done. Still nobody is punished. And talk about it over and over. The Republicans are ceding the ground. They're surrendering before the battle has even fought. Now we have Apple CEO Tim Cook saying that the U.S. government should let people track and delete their data on demand. Well, great. I agree with him. Of course, this is the same guy who says it's a sin to not kick off Alex Jones. To him, it's a sin in his bizarre, warped, satanic religion. It is a sin to not censor. It's a sin to not exert the power that you have over the weaker people. That's a sin in his eyes. And because the prominent Republicans, the prominent conservatives, the mainstream people on the right are so reactionary and so like afraid of going out on a limb, once again, they cede this land, they cede this position, they give up the high ground to people like Tim Cook for him to come out and say, you know, I think people need to have control over their information. It's like, this guy doesn't care about that. They're changing their whole company platform to be one of spying and information trading because their phones aren't selling, because they forgot how to innovate since Steve Jobs passed away. So this guy's full of crap. There should be Republican senators and congressmen putting forward laws to allow us and give us, by law, legally, the right of ownership over our personal information. It should be inherent in anyone who loves the Constitution that that is what the Fourth Amendment entails, not just protecting your information, your private papers from the government, but from private institutions as well. Nobody's even standing up for this. They pretend they don't even know that it's going on. They let the CEOs of these companies lie to their faces about it. They do nothing because they're weak, cowardly, and foolish. and are just as culpable as the liberals, as the globalists, as the New World Order in leading us down the path to ultimate destruction. Now, I want to show this video. I want to go to video number two, and I'm not even going to tell you what it is, because you probably have already seen it, but if you haven't seen it, I want the surprise to be fresh. Let's go to clip number two.
I've chosen to cross different parts of the media world, done the work so that I'm qualified to be in each one. I never considered my color the issue. I considered my qualifications the issue.
Well, David, you know, that's a whole nother long conversation about white privilege and things that you have the privilege of doing that people of color don't have the privilege of.
How do I have the privilege of white privilege?
David, by virtue of being a white male, you have white privilege. This whole long conversation, I don't have time to get into.
Areva, I hate to break it to you, but you should have been better prepped. I'm black.
Okay, then I stand.
See, you went to white privilege. This is the falsehood in this. You went immediately with an assumption. Your people, obviously, or you didn't look. You're talking to a black man who started out in rock radio in Boston, who crossed the paths into hip-hop, rebuilding one of the greatest black stations in America, and went on to work for Fox News,
now listen
where I'm
to
told
her,
apparently blacks aren't supposed to
work. Listen to her apology
but
to
yet,
this man.
You come with this
listen
assumption and you go to white privilege.
Heartfelt apology to him.
David, that's actually David, insulting.
It is, and I apologize because my people gave me wrong information. They told
well,
me.
The whole white privilege thing is insulting.
David, can I apologize? And correct the record. I want to apologize. I was given wrong information about you, and I apologize.
But based on my color, you were going to something that I was part of. And just to add to it, my family background is white, black, Indian, Arawak, Irish, Scottish. I mean, it's so diverse. I'm like the UN when it comes to this. And this is part of the problem with driving a narrative around a construct like white privilege. Privilege is one thing. We're applied wealth, economy, various social factors, but not necessarily determined by color of skin.
Have you ever seen the liberal ideology and the liberal nonsense blown out of the water to such a degree? Have you ever been witness to such a beautiful display of hypocrisy by the liberals? And in my reading of that, that apology to her was from her was genuine. She was legitimately sorry and remorseful for the fact that she had blamed the success of a black man on white privilege. She felt bad because in her mind, suddenly, instead of having to work for all that, or, you know, suddenly it was revealed to her that she actually, that this guy actually had to work for all of it. In her mind, if he was white, she could have easily and correctly dismissed everything he's achieved in his life by pointing out his skin color. The moment she found out he was black, suddenly she respected him. Suddenly she thought that he had done something worthwhile with his life. That is the racism and the absurdity inherent in the left.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, Infowars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is The David Knight Show.
After InfoWars got banned off YouTube, I started to realize that there really wasn't a place for anyone to watch InfoWars. And I knew about the Roku app, and you guys launched some new shows last year, and I wanted to make those available. I enjoyed the War Room and David Knight Show as well. So I thought a few months about building this app shortly after August. And then, you know, I saw your InfoWars Live app get banned as well. And then I realized there's collusion between Google and Apple, and that they're really going after these platforms, strategically trying to ban you. So that was really the trigger that made me do it. I was actually streaming InfoWars on YouTube for a little while before I got banned on there as well. So this was the idea of something that could be permanent. But it apparently didn't last. So there is a long process to get approved to be in the App Store. But from the beginning, there is always an option to have a non-certified Roku channel. And I was sharing that with friends in a beta test, and actually I put up a link. It's also on the Facebook page with the Use App button. And that link will take you to your My Roku account. And once you log in, you can add it. But you will also receive a message saying that the content may be offensive or inappropriate for some audiences, and that Roku doesn't condone it. I mean, to be clear, they never condoned the content to begin with. They were very clear at the beginning to protect free speech. But it seemed like somebody, the media was one thing. To have such a slew of articles, trying to slander Roku over doing this and them defending themselves. About midday, around six hours into it, I think, they began to cave. And I think it had something to do with the Sandy Hook lawyer, because he's been referenced in a lot of these, and that's been these articles. And so I want to fight back on Roku, but and maybe we can try to push them. I would encourage everybody to send emails to Roku. I think what they had trending was boycott Roku on Twitter yesterday, and I think we can easily take back that hashtag and push back on our side. Yeah, I think this is definitely a sign of the times. We've heard about recent information about NewsGuard, strategies like that, where they're trying to put things on a device level. We're just now starting to see the next level of censorship. I understand Facebook is using artificial intelligence now to identify memes, even when they're changed, where they can tag those Snopes articles at the bottom of it. And as far as TV streaming devices go, I didn't even know about cloud TV. I would support it. I definitely encourage people to go out there and get it. We're still going to try to keep this Roku app available as long as we can. And there's also another platform called Kodi, K-O-D-I. It's an open-source TV streaming platform. I understand that somebody built an InfoWars plugin for it a number of years ago, around 2015. There's a GitHub with source code. So I'm going to look into developing that and see if we can develop something very similar that's running on open-source platforms. It runs on Raspberry Pi. As equipment. So there's a lot of things we can do to try to bring this to the masses, but it's definitely a sign of the times. I was really taken aback by it. I'd actually had gone out for a bit, and Tom was out promoting the app, and I came back to my computer, and he said, people are saying there's a problem with the app. They're getting this error message, can't find it. It was still listed in the store, but once they tried to install it, it was giving an error. And I thought I accidentally deleted or something. I had never thought that it would happen this quickly. I had saw the ratings. We had 7 ratings, and the average was 4.4 stars. It was doing really well. And it was a really great experience, very educational, to learn the Roku platform, the BrightScript programming language that it runs on. And I had a lot of faith in Roku, but that's been lost, and I understand they were just under pressure. But we can't.
What you're hearing now, ladies and gentlemen, is the developer of the Roku app, the InfoWars app for the Roku devices. That was from his interview yesterday on the Alex Jones Show. You can see that video and more at InfoWars.com. Go to InfoWarsStore.com during the break and make a purchase for yourself, and you support this in our mission to preserve the First Amendment from anybody trying to destroy it, whether that's companies or the government.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome to the third hour of the Daily Knight Show. The David Knight Show here on InfoWars. It is the 17th of January 2019, and I am joined by my co-host for the next hour, Jake Lloyd. Jake, thanks for coming on with me.
Thanks for having me, Harrison. I'm glad to be here.
A lot of news, out today, but a lot of it's kind of leftover. You know, a lot of it's just, you know, a new caravan forms with Salvadorian migrants, larger group from Honduras. Old news. We know the hordes are coming. We know the endless hordes of masked, full-grown men are coming towards our borders. And then we have Nancy Pelosi claiming that it'll be unsafe to have the State of the Union address, and basically the DHS and the Secret Service saying, no, that's nonsense. That doesn't make any sense. We're going, there's no problem there. And in fact, people are saying, hey, if Nancy Pelosi doesn't want to have it in the House, we'll just have it in the Senate. No problem. But, Jake, what I really want to get your input on here is this story. CNN reporter shocked to discover that Mike Pence's wife is a traditional Christian. On Wednesday night, CNN reporter Kate Bennett, who describes herself as on the FLOTUS beat, took her hint from a Huffington Post article about Vice President Pence's wife, Karen, titled "Karen Pence is working at a school that bans LGBTQ employees and kids." Bennett tweeted, "So let me get this straight. The Second Lady of the United States has chosen to work at a school that openly discriminates against LGBT adults and children." Of course, the sort of underlying meaning here is she is a Christian. She's a Christian that works at a Christian school that upholds Christian values. And that is somehow bad? That's somehow in violation of separation of church and state? What are they trying to say with this, Jake?
Well, believe it or not, wow, what a big surprise. A Christian school that teaches Christian doctrine. What a surprise in this modern day and age. It's very rare to see. And it really betrays the journalists on a level that I don't think that they would have intended. Because what it really shows is that the idea of having a set of convictions and sticking to them is anathema for the journalist. Imagine having a set of beliefs, a set of core principles that you hold to no matter what. This is of course anathema and foreign to the journalist. They say one thing under a Republican president. They talk about holding people accountable, speaking truth to power, doing the right thing, defending democracy. And then they go And then when there's a Democratic president like Obama or a Democratic candidate like Hillary, they allow all manner of sin to slip under the rug. They allow all different kinds of things to go wrong. You know, if Obama were to, you know, back when Obama didn't agree with gay marriage, you didn't see any journalists talking about how intolerant he was. It was just his position, and that's okay. Well, it's okay for him to believe those things as long as he doesn't try to shove it on other people. But then
and then Trump doesn't even say anything like that, and he gets all the crap. And that's what I was going to say, is that, you know, you point out the journalists have this malleable principles, and I always say you can't stand on your principles. If they're fluid, you'll sink. But not only do you have journalists doing that, it's the politicians themselves who have this fluid, like, yes, I think gay marriage is, you know, not something we should approach right now. And then it's like, sir, the polls say that people like that. Ah, yes, gay marriage is an absolute fundamental right, and I've always believed this for my entire life. I mean, there is no principle. There is no coherence to their positions.
Yeah, there's none. And you can see this, for example, we're talking about the caravan, the border wall, the ongoing shutdown. Continues to be the shutdown, will be the longest ever. It might set a record for a long time for how long of this shutdown we go. But there's a video that was circulating this morning on Twitter, and it was a video of Chuck Schumer back, I don't know which year it was, but he's very pompous looking, very arrogant, very confident. He says, a barrier, less illegal immigration, a higher GDP, more wages. Who could oppose that?
Who?
And the smuggler looks around. Who could oppose that? More jobs, less illegal immigration, a higher GDP. Well, who on earth would disagree with that? But then the second that Donald Trump says it, and we've seen all the compilations of Bill Clinton, Obama, Hillary, mm-hmm. everybody saying this kind of stuff. And then as soon as Trump talks about it, it is all of a sudden the greatest blasphemy you could utter. And all of a sudden they're against it. How convenient that all of a sudden they're against it. It just shows that they are not, they're not in this because of principle, like you said, the fluid principles, they sink right to the bottom. And this is all about, you know, their actions betray themselves. They are all about just trying to make sure that Trump's legacy is one of breaking campaign promises. But hopefully we don't see that. Hopefully he sticks with his guns and continues the shutdown.
And to me, it shows a level of disrespect that the politicians have for their constituents. Because to me, I could never imagine holding one position one year, the utterly opposite, not just like, oh, I disagree with that position now. Now it's like it's a sin against humanity to have that position I held previously, to make that change and offer no reason as to why. Because you would have to think that your constituents were so dumb that they don't even notice. Like it's this arrogance and this disrespect for the people that they're lying to that is really revealed. And actually so in this story, it's from the Daily Wire, and it has large sections of an article from Ben Shapiro, who I agree with about, you know, 50% of the time, but he's dead on in this article. He says, this view of religious belief is deeply demeaning. The suggestion seems to be that religious texts are utterly malleable and that human beings should twist them to fit their preconceived notions. And it's Duck, like you were just saying, and it's exactly why we see stories like yesterday of, you know, oh, the churches are losing all of these young adult followers. And it's not because, oh, the churches are too old and traditional for these people. It's because we see the churches changing their doctrine to fit the modern day. So how can we believe in a religion or a religious system that doesn't adhere to its own principles and tries to keep up with the modern world? That's not what religion is for. Why would I go to that church? You see what I'm saying?
I absolutely do. And I think that it's, people know whether they would admit it or not. People know that this era that we live in, the society that we currently reside in, is not at all founded in any sort of truth. And these churches that are going away in different directions, changing the doctrine to things to fit this time, they know that that is because of this modern era. How could you believe and adhere to some system that is created in this modern era when it is not rooted in truth? They know that this was valuable in other times. 2,000 years ago when the church was founded, it was based upon truth. That's why people died for it. I don't know if I could, you'd be hard pressed to find any number of people that would be willing to be martyred for the type of churches that we had today. Imagine if they had this type of church 2,000 years ago during the Roman persecution. You would be very hard pressed, I think, And it's sad to say, but you'd be very hard pressed to find somebody that would be willing to die for that because of the fact that it's just not, it's not based upon the truth. It's based upon an attempt for relevancy.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And then of course, you know, it's always pointed out, or like it's, we're so backwards now. We're so flipped upside down. We're in such crazy BS world that now just holding a Christian belief is seen as bigotry. You're not trying to impose that on anybody else. You're not even saying that you're judging people for not adhering to your Christian belief, but that is the world that they're trying to build for us, that it's like, wow, you're a Christian and you don't try to impose that. You're a bigot. You're hateful. And it's like, this is how backwards freedom of religion has become, is that it's reversed, where now they're saying you are not free to celebrate that religion because our religion disagrees with it. There is now a religion of state. And this is, to me, this is like, you know, unconstitutional, that atheism is now becoming rapidly the religion of the state.
Yeah, I would say that it goes back to, there's the saying that you know a man by his enemies, and it's same with any organization like this. So you could say that Christianity is under attack from these people, whether they're atheists or the LGBT folks, whatever you want to say, because they're diametrically opposed. But Islam is also diametrically opposed to homosexuality, transgenderism and stuff, and they don't attack Islam the same way. They only do it to Christianity. That's one of the arguments that I would use to say, like, look, there is some reason that they are opposed to this religion and none of the other ones, even though they're all opposed to this liberal globalist world order.
Yeah. And even, I mean, in practice, Christians comparing, you know, the anti-LGBT sentiments between Christians and Islamic people, there's no contest as to which one is less friendly to the LGBT community, but that's not the one they go after. I think I know why. I'll explain after this.
Defeat the globalist. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call to talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public, hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com. Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them were like little side accounts. They even know we had like InfoWars store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals and the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Gentlemen, I'm joined once again by Jake Lloyd. We're going through some of the top stories here. And we left off talking last time about why they don't go after Islam in the same way that they do Christianity. I have a theory on that point. I want to get Jake's reaction to it. Christianity, sort of by its nature, is an individualistic religion that says you're only responsible to God. You're the only one that can forge that connection to God. No one can forcibly convert anybody into Christianity. You have to accept it yourself. But forcibly converting just doesn't make any sense to me in what I understand about Christianity. And so it is inherently a danger to people who want to control you. And it tells you, you know, I mean, just look at why the Romans hated it so much. They wanted people to wage war. They needed control over people. When people refused to bow to them, they would kill them. And this terrified them because these people being killed wouldn't even worry about being killed. And so there's this inherent historic standard of disobedience. Whereas Islam, it's a religion. It's also a political structure. And you have mechanisms in there for extreme social pressure where you have to go to mosque every Friday. And if you miss two in a row, you know, it's potentially a death sentence if you read the literal, you know, strictures of Sunni Islam especially, and you have to go and listen, and then you have to believe everything that imam is saying, because the imam at the front of the mosque as he's talking is basically the equivalent of Jesus Christ or of a prophet, and even allowing yourself a second of disbelief or to question him is basically heresy, and it's awful. So the point is, these people want control. Whoever it is, the globalists, the New World Order, the powers that be, they want control. Christianity doesn't have a mechanism for control to nearly the extent that Islam does. So even though Islam is anti-LGBT and anti-feminist and like brutal against women, they don't care about it, because if everybody was Muslim, all they would have to do would be, you know, capture those few people at the top, i.e. Saudi Arabia, who, you know, this was the deal that America made when we propped up Saudi Arabia. We were sort of given control over all of the Sunnis because we can influence Saudi Arabia. The government is intertwined with the church there. They can disseminate information that it is like heresy to question. So control is easy to achieve amongst Muslims. So they don't, since they don't pose a threat to control over them, then they're allowed to exist. Christians inherently pose a threat to their subjugation, so it gets targeted. What do you think?
I think that's a very good assessment. One thing that you mentioned that's very true is that, you know, or one thing that I would expound upon from what you said is that, you know, Muslims can be used as pawns. It's effectively what they are at the moment. If you want to bring them in, that's fine. you can do so, and you'll have problems for a little while. But then if you usurp total absolute control and you have total control of the world, what is the difference between some Muslims in America versus Muslims in the Middle East if you're ruling the whole world? So they don't really care. And also the troublemakers, once they have total and absolute control, they can use the force that they wield with the global state in order to put down rebellions and quell insurrections. What they know about Christians, however, is that Christians don't fight force with force in the same way. Christians, the power is the power of Christ that is spread from one person to another. When the faith is evangelized, or when someone is evangelized to the faith, they are brought into it, and it's a change of the heart. So you can't, one thing that Tucker Carlson talks about is how you don't have the ability to control someone's conscience. And that's why free speech in the way that it's been conceived before, not just saying everything, but free speech is necessary, and it's immoral to restrict it, is because of the fact that by nature you're trying to control someone's conscience. That's at the root of it. So with Christians, the real threat is just them existing. It's not a threat as though there's going to be an uprising. Christians historically have not taken part in uprisings in the same way. There's been numerous persecutions under numerous empires and regimes, and Christians have never been the ones to rise up, form armies, and overthrow the government. So that's not what they're afraid of, because they could very well put that down if they wanted to. They had the power with Rome. They had the power in the Soviet Union. But you see, in both of those places, after those empires have fallen, Christianity has long stood, and now the Christian culture dominates both of those places in culture. Of course, in the West, they are beginning to abandon it, and we're seeing the fruits of that. But that's kind of how I would attribute it to why they're okay letting Islam run rampant for a little while, because they will have the ability to put it down by force. You can't put down a faith like Christianity by force, because it will not retaliate with force.
Wow. Very good point. And it's just all these reasons that you see them coming after Christianity at the level that they are. Of course, if you're just joining us, we're talking about the story of Mike Pence's wife working at a Christian school, and how that school has a contract, I suppose, that says, you know, I will not engage in homosexual behavior. And that is just, that is a sin in the eyes of the New World Order religion. So it must be put down. Now, I have so many headlines, and this is the problem that we run into at InfoWars, is like I have headlines to talk about, but then during the break I go to InfoWars.com to see what's going on there, and it's like every one of these headlines you could expound upon for an hour. You have Trump tweeting out that the left has become totally unhinged. They no longer care what's right for our country. You have a Swedish public broadcaster censoring the word Islam from the monologue about why the Saudi girl left Islam, right? You have that Saudi girl who's now tweeting out pictures of bacon and cigarettes and red wine, talking about how great it is, you know, in the West that she's escaped Saudi Arabia. And the Swedish public broadcaster actually censors the word Islam from there, you know, and we explained why earlier in this segment. And then you have Gillibrand supporting driver's licenses for illegal aliens. You have Merkel now offering to pay 1 year living expenses if migrants leave Europe. German Chancellor dangling cash bribes for immigrants. Yeah, good idea, Merkel. We'll see how that goes. And then you have Trump's new missile defense strategy eyes space-based sensors. Importance of Space Force mission revealed. So much is going on in the world. So much interesting and groundbreaking stuff. I don't even know where to start. What are you seeing as the most important story of the day, Jake?
Oh, the most important one, I don't know. The one that popped out to me the most right there, perhaps not the most, but in a particularly interesting way, is you mentioned Kirsten Gillibrand, who announced that she's running for president, and she said that she's doing so because she's a mother and she wants to look out for, I can't remember exactly how it's worded, but basically that she wants to be the president for all the mothers out there, and she wants to use the skills that she has as a mother, something along those lines. She tweeted it. And it's just funny that she is running on this motherly platform in the party of baby murder. That's literally right. What the Democratic Party is. It's the party of baby murder. You know, I've talked to certain people who, and I don't necessarily believe this. I think she's probably just too ill to go to the Supreme Court. But some people think that Ruth Bader Ginsburg is actually dead, or that she's on her deathbed at least. And she just cannot relinquish the last bit of power that she has because of the fact that when she goes, Roe versus Wade, also known as the baby murder ruling, will practically all but be abolished if we get the right Supreme Court justice in there. We have a very good chance. So that's the Democratic Party. So it's interesting that they would run on a motherhood platform.
That is very, very interesting indeed. The hypocrisy abounds. There is no limit to the vile, vile doublespeak and hidden agendas of the Liberal Party. More with Jake Lloyd, more headlines on the other side. Stay with us, folks. This is The David Knight Show on InfoWars.com.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced four-stage compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220 plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. defending the American dream. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Harrison Smith here, joined by Jake Lloyd. And Jake, I want to get your response, and I want to respond to it as well. This Washington Post video called Why Alex Jones Must Be Stopped at All Costs. Let's play this, and feel free to jump in anytime. We'll pause the video. Let's play this, guys.
Chaos candidate, and he'd be a chaos president.
In December 2015, Donald Trump was leading a very crowded field for the Republican presidential nomination.
I'm at 42 and you're at 3, so far I'm doing
Trump agreed to go on to the Alex Jones program.
Donald Trump is our guest, ladies and gentlemen.
As you know, I'm leading in every poll.
Trump was able to gain access to the very intense following of Alex Jones's radio program, a group of people who are very cynical about the United States government and might be inclined to support a non-traditional candidate like the New York developer.
Well, Donald Trump, let me say this. My audience, I'd say 90% supports you. Okay.
Right. Alex Jones, he is this amazing showman.
They hate you. They hate prosperity. They hate God. They hate children. And God damn them to hell.
He cries. He yells. He growls. He has this incredible gravelly voice.
We're going to beat your ass.
He's a quite arresting media figure. And he is thumbing his nose at the mainstream media, which he considers to be pawns of a global elite that he's very suspicious of and that he suspects is bent on world domination.
I'll give Obama this. He's bold. I could never have imagined an Islamic radical sleeper cell becoming president. I mean, I can't believe the CIA did this.
In the process of making these allegations, he has thrown out some pretty remarkable claims.
We have footage of the police saying, get back, they're going to blow up 7. It was all over the news that day. I heard it on CBS radio. We know they staged stuff. They've staged it before. And we know they were set and ready with that tragedy, the Boston bombing, that was a total drill on record with the older brother, Tamerlan, being a CIA asset on record. And again, you look at the Aurora shooting, that was totally staged.
Roger Stone, who is famous for working with Richard Nixon, persuades Donald Trump to go on the Alex Jones show. And he doesn't just go on for a couple of minutes. He's on for a half an hour, and it's this rambling conversation.
We need surveillance. We need proper surveillance. For 3 years, I've been saying hit the oil because ISIS is getting strong. We lose with every country, and yet we don't get along with any countries. China is killing us.
Everybody. There's no doubt that Donald Trump and Alex Jones were mutually beneficial to each other because his audience is specifically the kind of voters that Donald Trump needed and wanted to be talking to. On the other hand, Alex Jones was able to have a larger platform because of his access to Donald Trump. Roger Stone thinks that Alex Jones will be very useful in selling the Donald Trump legislative agenda, whatever that ends up being, to a public that is hardwired to be skeptical and disapproving of what happens in Washington, D.C.
So there you go. That's their video. Alex Jones must be stopped at all costs. Just some surface level observations here. That had to be the weakest man I've ever seen in my entire. You could feel the weakness of his soul oozing out, and he's like, why don't people want to be ruled by people like me who are very weak and
especially contrasted with Alex Jones, who is saying he screams, he growls, he cries, he shows so much emotion. He's very engaged, lots of hand motions. He's a domineering figure. You see him just towering there on the stage, walking around like a giant. And then there's this guy, no emotion. Look, he's dead. He's dead.
Right.
The man, he needs to be resuscitated. Look at him. He looks like he's made out of wax. There's no emotion in his eyes. Minimal amount of movement in his mouth. Like the corners of his mouth don't exceed like more than 2 millimeters to the side. And like you said, he just exudes weakness. He's dressed in this metrosexual style, like bright blue checkered pattern jacket. I mean, listen to his voice, the way he talks. Some people just have certain voices and that's okay. But if you don't have any emotion, like, it just shows that the voice and the way that he talks and the way that he looks too, it's not just a genetic thing. This is coming from somewhere deep inside of him that is broken and defective. I'd be interested to see what his home life was like growing up. I'd be interested to see what it's like if he's married to a woman. I'd like to see what it's like, the dynamic between he and his wife. I'm just very interested to see how this man was was treated.
How he comports himself.
Yeah, it's, I don't know, but I couldn't see a better, you said to jump in that it was possible, but I was just so enamored.
You just want to watch it. Yeah. No, it's
practically, it's amazing. Like right-wing propaganda.
It's amazing. And it's amazing that, I mean, the obvious implication is that Alex Jones is faking it, but like, he's clearly not faking it. So I guess what this guy is criticizing Alex for is literally like having human emotions and not being an NPC. And he's like, this is weird and dangerous that this guy gets mad. It's like, here you are engaged in active propaganda against this guy, and you call him crazy for calling out your propaganda against him. And then, I mean, I almost want to think that like the editor of that is like a secret InfoWars fan, because everything he put on there is verifiable and true. So why would they include those clips of Alex Jones saying, hey, it's verified, they brought down Building 7 and we heard it on the radio? And they present that as if false, but they don't give a counter argument. And in fact, it's true. So like, what are they thinking here? And then why are they like, what is the thought process that's like, here's a guy with a giant audience with devoted followers who believe this thing. Here's a presidential candidate who supports 90% of their ideas. And now they're complaining that these two people get together and have an interview. It's like, it's so clear that they're just like, hey, if you aren't one of us, you don't get access to the president. If you aren't one of us, you don't get to have a point of view. Of course, he doesn't say it that strongly. He says it like a troll doll or something, but it's just so laughable. It's just laughable.
Well, like you said, the things that Alex and Trump both said are verifiable. We do need surveillance at the border. We need to, you know, we're getting killed by China, all these people. So all that stuff is verifiable. The fact-based stuff, but the other stuff is just inherently true. And when you see somebody like Alex talking about it, especially in such an emotionally charged way, he's like screaming. He says, you know, they hate God, they hate family, they hate life, all this stuff. You know, and then he ends with, and God damn them to hell, which is great. But these are things that people just know in their heart, in their gut to be true. And that's why I'm surprised that they put it in there. And I think that that's a funny point that you make, that it's almost like it's a secret InfoWars editor behind the scenes at Washington Post, because that's why they want to take Alex down. That's why they want to take InfoWars down, because we say these things, we have actual facts and examples to be backed up by, you know, by truth and verifiable statistics, facts, whatever. But we also just speak the truth in ways that people that really resonate with people and cut people to the core, and they just know that it's true and it can be verified. People hate God. People hate family. People hate life. And it's just true.
Right. And they feel, and they feel that, and they, it resonates with people. You know, a lot of times, just because it's like you feel that way, but it takes Alex Jones to express it. And that's sort of what his power is. But, I loved it because Alex Jones showed that clip on the show yesterday and was like, I stand by all that. Everything I said in that video is 100% true, and we have the proof for it. So it's like, even years later, we go back and go, yeah, he was right. He was exactly right. I mean, just hilarious. Every attack.
They look cool doing it. Trump, oh, yeah. And Alex look cool when they say that.
You better believe it. More on the other side.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Defeat the globalist, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call and talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public, hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com. With InfoWars Select, it's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back, InfoWarsStore.com, on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Final segment, rather, of the David Knight Show on this, the 17th of January, 2019. It is Thursday. Jake Lloyd joins me for this final segment. I'm wondering where to go here. I mean, we got race, we got gender, we got international intrigue, we got all sorts of stuff. But I like this one's short and sweet, because it's just a tweet from a guy named Peter Lloyd, suffrage gentleman. And he says, according to insiders, a female vice president of Procter & Gamble recently told a 100-strong meeting, quote, I will never promote a straight white man again. So, I mean, just there you go. We've reached peak liberalism. We've reached peak progressivism where the desire to no longer discriminate has gone full circle. And we're now just dealing with open, blatant discrimination. Jake, your response.
You know, my first instinct is to think about why she has this issue with straight white men. I don't know if it was straight white or just white men. I forget, but
Straight white.
Straight white man. What interest, you know, why would she hate that? I don't know if she had a bad relationship with her father or perhaps a husband, or if she's just been indoctrinated by her education system. I don't know. She might have been single her whole life. I don't know anything about her, but yeah, I don't know. I would encourage people not to buy from those brands anymore that Procter & Gamble owns. We need to start doing what the left does in not buying these things. Of course, it's kind of hard for conservatives because we're like, if it's a good product and it's convenient, then I'll buy it. But we shouldn't reward this type of thing. I don't know. It's kind of very tiresome, the fact that it's 2019. We've been dealing with this for a long time, but really it's been in full swing since 2014. It's been 5 years that we've been talking about presidents of companies saying, oh, we have to completely disenfranchise straight white men. I'm surprised that it's gone on this long and that it hasn't escalated to killing them, or that it hasn't broken and fractured into some other kind of movement. So I'm kind of perplexed that we're still on topics like this. Actually, it's frankly, it's boring. I could
right.
Respect them.
Cringy. It's cringy to me.
Crazier. It does make you cringe. It's like, if you guys could at least be exciting, but you're just boring. It's like the Krasenstein twins on Twitter, the ones always replying to Donald Trump. They're not funny. They're not even like really getting zingers. They're just boring,
right.
boring people.
Yeah. And, No, you're exactly right. And the weird thing that I've started noticing is that I watch a lot of like debates on YouTube. Like England has all these really great like debate houses debate events where people go and they debate really interesting stuff about education or whatever it is. And it's like, I've noticed this weird thing where they will talk about how they need more women and whatever this is, and They go to the crowd for questions, and there's always at least one woman, and it's usually multiple, who like they stand up and their question is about women representation in whatever the topic is. So it's like through this bizarre progressive form of feminism, instead of just integrating women into the society, just like perfectly normal humans, like you would expect the purpose of this movement to be, instead it's this weird dichotomy where it's like, okay, now we all have to pay attention to this woman for a little bit so she can talk about what it's like being a woman here. And it's like, now they're not only not included in the conversation, they're just like, well, now I'm going to take a little bit of time and talk about my personal issue and how strong and powerful I am and how I should be in this conversation. And now I am, and you can't stop me. And it's like, okay, thank you. Now back to the normal question. So it's like then I feel bad because then you see this enough. It's like, it's not just like me noticing this and being like, stupid women talking about this stuff. It's like, then it becomes this, it's a pattern. It's just a constant pattern where then you see a woman stand up to give a question. You think, oh God, here it goes again. She's going to talk about, you know, being a female, women's issues. She's going to celebrate how progressive this whole thing is. And then the woman actually just gives a nice question, you know, a poignant question or whatever. And it actually like surprised, I'm like, oh wow. And so it's like, whoa, wait, did I just have a sexist thought because of my reaction to the progressive feminist? It's not that I think women are incapable of asking poignant, intelligent questions. It's that because they have framed all of society and all of the arguments in that dichotomy, that's what I've grown to expect because these progressive angry feminists won't shut up about it. It's like they're hurting their own case. What do they not realize?
Yeah, it's interesting because it kind of does prove the point of they come up with all of these different things that are not, it's not a real issue. Like bossy. Bossy is apparently an incredibly sexist word. It's only ever been used for women and is just to describe a woman that thinks different, you know, that doesn't just accept everything a man says. And so they call us bossy. First of all, you know, I've heard boys called bossy, like, don't be bossy, like, don't be a bossy little kid. Don't, you know, but so they go, okay, well, you think that women are bossy? Well, I'm going to be bossy. And then it's right. Like, okay, you're actually being bossy now. Shut up. I don't want to hear you anymore. You're being, and then it's like this confirmation bias. So then they hear that and they go, yeah, see, well, I'm just going to stand up more. Or they think, well, you think that women are stupid? Well, I'm going to, you know, show you. And it's almost like, I don't know if you've watched some like debates. Sometimes it happens in person. It often happens online where people, you know, somebody will be saying something and then they'll start bickering. And the guy's like, well, I'd be answering if you could, if you'd stop interrupting me. The moderator steps in and is like, okay, guys, you know, so-and-so, go ahead, say your thing, no more interrupting. And the guy's like, okay, well, you know, I would love to say it if people would stop interrupting me. You just keep interrupting me so I can't say what I'm trying to do. And nobody's interrupting. And they're like, would you just shut up and get on with it? Nobody's right. Interrupting you. It's the same thing. It's like, would you just shut up and stop talking about wage gaps? Would you just shut up and stop talking about women's representation and stuff? We're there. It's not working so well, but we're there. Stop complaining about it and just try to make it work. And if it doesn't work, then let's talk about it honestly. But I'm tired about hearing about it. I don't care. No. I would rather just not hear about it and have it than what we've got now.
Right. Right. And the point is, it's like you're damaging your own cause. It's like people could hear what we're saying right now and like take us out of context and be like, they hate women being, and it's like, no, it's just, why are you making why is your identity the only thing that you care about? I was watching a debate. It was between three people. It was between Peter Hitchens, some other guy, and a woman who was the founder of, like, literally is like a political party in the UK called the Women's Liberation Party or something like that. And it was like the perfect example because the two guys, Peter and whatever, were arguing about the topic, which I believe was it was something about the church. And they would be arguing and the woman would be like, is the woman ever going to get a chance to say anything? Or are we just going to listen to the two men talk? And it's like, do you have something to say? Just say it. Why are you talking about being a woman? Like you're hurting your own case. So it's so frustrating to me, but it's not just women. It's like, this is what the liberals do. They find an identity. They focus everything on it. They like cause divisions because of this. They cause the problem. They cause people to be, you know, annoyed that like, my God, you won't shut up about your particular identity. And then they go, ah, see, he hates this particular identity. It's like, okay, you're creating your own problem. The solutions you're suggesting don't actually fix the problem. And we're getting all the blame. It's like just personal responsibility. I respect everybody. I do not care if you're a woman. And I think that's the point. It's like, I don't care. So it does annoy me when you just keep talking about it so much. I don't know. That's just me.
Yeah. I think that, you know, I do believe that I believe in freedom of speech. I believe in freedom of association and stuff, but there does need to be some, you know, Stefan Molyneux tweeted something today about tolerance. He's like, you know, in order to have a society that values tolerance, you have to not tolerate people that value or that are intolerant, which to me doesn't say like, oh, just to me, what it says is that tolerance is good to a degree. I wouldn't say that tolerance is always good, but it's kind of the same way. It's like you have to value freedom of speech in a certain way. You have to value other ideas that promote freedom of speech if you want to keep having it. You can't afford to have these ideologies, whether it's Marxist communism or feminism or Islam, these other things that run contrary to American identity and the American way of living. And, you know, it's a tough question because we do value these freedoms. We value freedom of association, freedom of expression, all these different things. But these ideologies, these systems are inherently subversive to the American way of life. So we have to have a serious and kind of tough discussion about whether these things should be suppressed. And I don't mean suppressed by the government necessarily, but we need to.
No, it's just about, it's about people just standing up against it and not being afraid to speak their mind without being demonized. Quote, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools. That's us here at InfoWars. Jake Lloyd, Harrison Smith signing off.